Hello, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So starting out today, looking at the stats and what's going on out there, is that last week, which was February 26th to March 2nd, actually was a big week. 566 homes, up from 337 the week before. So obviously very good. Now, the interesting thing is that the median price of the single family homes, it increased 0.1%. It's at 425.5. So I think it was right around 425 a week before, but 425.5 this week. And the inventory actually decreased by 17. And so that's still sitting at 55.23. But that changes, how many months of inventory and everything based on this week's numbers right here. Of those 566 homes, 41 were under 250. 36 between 250 and 300, 168 between 300 and 400, 124 between 400 and 500, 175 between 500 and a million, and 22 over a million. So the months of inventory overall is 2.25, 1.75 under 250, 1.85, 250 to 300, 1.52 between 300 and 400, 2.09 between 400 and 500, 2.74 between 500 and a million, and then you get over a million and it's 6.46. Now, the average days on the market are 60. The average bedrooms actually is 4. The average square foot of a house is 2,041. Basically, the list to ask price is 97.08. And so that's kind of where you shake down. When you're looking at the ask to list price at 97.08, under 250, they sold at 95.18. So a lot of work there in that price point. Then they go up to 97.85, 97.68, 98.08, 97.7, until you get to over a million, and that is at 93.06. So as usual, just a typical week when it comes to it, everything's very consistent and everything, which I say many times that I'm excited about because the prices aren't going down or anything like that. We're just in a really stable market. So we've got enough people moving in that it's keeping our prices very stable and everything. When you're looking at the condos, townhomes, and villas, there were 165 that sold last week, up from 118 the week before. The median price went down to 280, which was down 0.4%, so not too much. It was a little high last week, and that inventory decreased by 24 at 2744. So when you're looking at it, you know, overall, everything is really pretty consistent when it comes to, what's going on in the market. And of those 165 that sold, 66 of them were under 250, 27 between 250 and 300, 39 between 300 and 400, 19 between 400 and 500, 11 300 to a million, and then actually three of them over a million, which is amazing. There's only 20 on the market, so that was a good week for that. There weren't any that sold the week before. But months of inventory here, we're looking at 3.84. Under 250 are at 3.23. Then we stay in the threes and 250 to 300. Then we go in the fours from 300 up to 500. And then 500 to a million, we're at 6 months. And then because three of them sold this week over a million, you're only at a month and a half of inventory when you're looking at that. The average days on the market for them are 53, and they're selling at 97.04. Very similar to the single family homes when you're looking at that. So that kind of gives you a good idea in regards to what's going on in the market, and everything's very stable. And so you've got a little bit of room, maybe a couple of percent when it comes to list to ask price ratios. But for the most part, that's where we're at and how everything is going. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So lots of great stuff that I've got to go over with you today. One of the things that I ran into was there was a meeting where at University of Miami that their 2024 Real Estate Impact Conference, where there was some executives from Lennar and Invitation Homes that talked about how technology, single family rentals, and good partnerships have helped address the national housing shortage. Now, I don't know if you guys are aware of Invitation Homes. They've actually been around Orlando for quite a few years. They own roughly 25,000 single-family homes, and I believe that, that's in Florida that they own 25,000 homes. They actually have and they're expanding now, and they have a pipeline of around $1 billion or $1.5 billion across 10 markets. And three of their markets are, well, one of their, they're considering Florida one of their markets, but three cities that they do, they're very active, are Jacksonville, Orlando, and Miami. And so basically what they're doing is that the builders are building houses at a price that makes sense for the landlord and the developer as well as the renter. That's how good partnerships come into play. So basically, you know, they're building them so that they're cheap enough or inexpensive enough that the investor can buy them. Obviously, they still have to be great quality because the investor is not going to want to put the money into it later and all of that kind of good stuff. And then it's built at a price that's good enough for the investor that they can be at market rent, and it's a good deal for the renters. And I know that, there are some communities that are just rental homes, and you can see them. There's a few places that I've driven around town. I know I've seen them in Haines City for sure, and I believe I've seen some up in Sanford and that kind of thing. And that's probably more because that's where there's enough land where they can build these communities and have only one owner of the community. But they still have, you know, garages, they're single family homes that people can live in and rent and all of that. And, so instead of having an apartment, you actually have a home that you're renting, and the whole neighborhood is rental homes. And I know that in some communities a few years ago that they were building, and I can think of one off the top of my head for sure, and a bunch of investors came in and invested into that community, and they own probably about 30 to 40% of the homes in that community. And the homeowners association, when it was taken over by the ownership, they weren't too excited about that because the landlords didn't necessarily have as good a quality, you know, landscapers and that kind of stuff that were holding it over the renters and that kind of stuff to make sure that they were keeping track of everything and keeping it up. So that's one of the things that's really important when you are having a rental property in the middle of a neighborhood, is that the rest of the neighbors want to make sure that basically everything is held to the same value. And that way it's going to protect everybody's investment. And the investor wants that as well as the person who, is renting it and lives next door to that rental property. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I found this thing this week that I think is absolutely fabulous because I do have experience with this, unfortunately, and it is really a big problem in Florida, and I think that it's something for everyone, if you own property, to pay attention to this, and this is something that you can do. And all of the 67 counties in Florida have some sort of property fraud alert program, and more people need to sign up for this. And basically, fraud is becoming more and more of a problem in Florida when it comes to property. And what happens that scammers are selling people's land and even homes behind people's backs. And I know that you see on TV, I've seen anyway, commercials for different products that they want you to sign up and that they'll make sure that nobody steals your home or steals your land or whatever from you. I mean, it started with the land because basically, you know, a lot of people owned it. Maybe they weren't home. They weren't, you know, from this area even. And basically what happened is that these people went in and impersonated others and, you know, kind of made things happen. But basically, you know, one of the, I had a situation where I was working with somebody. They called me and they told me their name. And when I looked everything up, it was actually the name of the people that owned the property. They actually sent us driver's license that had the address of the current homeowner on it that was not in our area. They actually lived in the panhandle, this homeowner did. And so everything matched up from everything that we could see. The email addresses that they gave us and all of that were absolutely correct in regards to, you know, what made sense in what their address was, and you know, it was the people's name and all of that kind of stuff, like a Gmail account. So everything looked absolutely awesome when it came to it. So we actually put the property on the market. We got a contract on it. And we actually talked to the next door neighbor who knew the owner and all of that kind of good stuff. And the next door neighbor said this actually was a property that was on Lake Tahoe. And the next door neighbor said, hey, you know, I've been kind of cutting the grass here on this lot that's next to me because I like the grass to be cut. And so I've talked to the owner about it and he said it was okay. And so when the new owner comes in, you know, I'd like to have a dock on Lake Tahoe, and I'm hoping they do too. And we can kind of split the cost and share it and all that kind of good stuff. So all this stuff is going on. So everything looks obviously very legitimate when it comes down to it. So we go ahead and we sell the lot. And, you know, the seller got paid, and to our knowledge, the seller got paid anyway, and all of that kind of good stuff. And then what happened is about a month later is I got a phone call, and it was actually the phone call. It was a phone call of the actual owner of the property. So, I was like going, oh my goodness, you know, like how could this have happened? Because there was a notary that signed, you know, the deed that valuated that these were the people. Like I said, we did have driver's license that to me looked like they were real, and everything of what they had sent us. You know, everything just made sense. The bank account that the money got sent to had one of the owner's names on it and everything. So basically, you know, it's like from everything that we could tell, it actually was a real deal, but it ended up being fraud. So as a result of that, you know, there were sheriffs that were involved and a lot of time that was involved in getting all the paperwork together and doing what we could to actually see what we could do to, you know, find these people and everything that had committed fraud. And, you know, we basically turned everything over to the sheriff. And what had happened is that, you know, the sheriff here, they didn't necessarily, they kind of ran into a dead end. But, you know, the good news is that what you know, as time goes on, that things happen. And so then we were contacted by the sheriff down in Broward County, because the same people had done some activity, and because it had gone through the bank account, the money had gone to the bank account and it had been cleared out of there. But because it had gone through there, you know, there were other things that were triggered as a result of that. And so I don't know 100% if they actually caught him or what happened in regards to that, to catching the people. And I'll get into what happened to the owner and the new buyer and all that kind of good stuff. But basically, the bottom line was, is that I do believe that they were eventually caught. Now, all of them aren't, but I believe these people were. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio, with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Remember, if you want to reach us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So then you might be going, well, what happened to the actual owner and everything like that? So we did all of the work through a title company and everything like we always do. And so there was title insurance bought, you know, for the new owner to ensure that the title was clear, obviously, that was given to them. And so basically what happened is that that title insurance was actually employed. And so what happened was that the old owner didn't want to sell, and so they got their property back. The new buyer thankfully hadn't started any building or anything like that on the new property, so they got their money back. And then, you know, the title insurance company is the one who ended up having the loss as a result of it. And so I know that today their procedures are stronger than they were in the past when it comes to this. But the good news is, and my whole point of starting to talk about all of this, is that there are things that each of the counties have done now that have actually set it up to try to combat this as well. So if you own property, which I know many of you do that are listening, I suggest that you go to this website in the state of Florida, and it has links on it that actually, for each county, what you can do and what you know, how to sign up for it. And it'll alert you when something's going on with your land so that you can stop it, land, house, whatever. And so basically, you can, it's go into your local county's property fraud alert program, and everything is combined for the whole state in this one place. So it's a place that you can go to. The website is https://. So, but you can just put in the www. I did that to test it. But so it's www.flclerks.com. /page/ property alert services, and then that's all you got to put on. So again, it's flclerks.com/page/ property alert services. Now, if you want to get this, you could go to our blog, which you can get to there on yourhomesoldgr.com, and go to our blog. It'll have that on there, and you can just click on that, and that'll take you to that page as well, if that's easier. So that's something else that you can do. But basically, going to that website, you are actually going to be able to click on all the different counties wherever you are and register. So in Lake, Osceola, and Polk, and Seminole counties, all of them will send you an email. Orange and Volusia County will do email, text, or call. And so that's kind of what the options are. So we're at the beginning stages in regards to being able to protect yourself on this easier, because there is so much fraud out there, and we want to do everything that we can to prevent it. And I'm sure all of you guys do as well. So happy to announce that that's a great thing that everybody can do out there. But in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. You can find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we will see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. This is Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that is out there today that talks about colors to avoid when selling your home. And I know that, you know, a lot of people are very individual. They have really individual tastes in regards to what they want. And basically, you know, somebody told me a long time ago that when it comes to selling your home, you have to kind of put yourself in the driver's seat that you know that this is no longer your home because it's not going to be. And so when it comes down to it, you know, you want to make sure that you depersonalize it. And I know everybody's heard that and get rid of all of the knickknacks and all of that kind of stuff. And it really doesn't, you know, it's like having some things is not necessarily bad because it makes it homey. I mean, if you go to a model home, they have fake pictures of families, you know, there all the time because they're trying to make it warm and cozy and all of that kind of stuff. So having your pictures there, unless they're overwhelming, is not really necessarily a bad thing. But there are some colors that you might want to avoid. And it's just because, you know, red is the number one color to avoid, and that's 53%. But lime green is right there at 53% as well. Now, you might say, you know, what is the problem with that? And basically what it is that, you know, I know when I've been with people and there's a very strong red in the home, if they're not a big red fan, which some people are, but if they're not a big red fan, the biggest thing that they're saying about it is, oh my gosh, the work that it's going to be to cover it up. It's not that it's there that really bothers them so much, but they're just thinking, I'm not going to be able to do this in one coat. Now, if they really use good paint, they probably can, but that's not what they're thinking. And so as a result of that, it's a turnoff to them. And I've had sellers tell me, hey, I think my red is great, and I think they're going to love it as well. And they may, and they may not. But do you really want to lose thousands of dollars or even a sale as a result of it? And so basically, if you're going to be painting anyway, which it just depends on the last time that you painted and if you're going to do it, then it would only make sense that you paint the colors that are going to make sense to sell it and going to appeal to the most people. So like I said, red and lime green are the green are the two colors that are the biggest ones that are a big problem. The next one is bright yellow, and that's 40% of the people don't like bright yellow. 19% don't like mustard yellow. So mustard yellow obviously is a lot better than bright yellow, and light yellow isn't even on here because a lot of people do like that color. However, pink, 10% don't like that, and turquoise, 9% don't like that. So basically, instead of splashing interiors in bright hues, home stagers and designers say that they like to use color strategically to warm up a space and even make it appear more spacious. And basically, you know, that's what the bottom line is that 61% of experts recommend using warm neutrals like beiges and whites to help make small spaces appear larger. And it's true. Sometimes when you have a darker color, it makes the room seem smaller. It's not any smaller, obviously, but if you don't have any furniture or anything in there, what's going to happen is that when people go in there, they're going to feel like it's smaller. And so you don't necessarily want them to do that. So when selling a house, paint and color trends need to be used in a softening way. And that's really what it's all about. And so the latest trend may call for attention getting colors and all of that, but a trend is not necessarily the trend that buyers are yet ready to embrace. The need to have certain exposure to a new trend before they fall in love with the new trend. While these trends are not great for interior design, they need to be used more for moderate a way of selling it. So basically, if you're going to be selling your house, you have to plan for it differently than if it's something that you're going to live in and that you like. And that's basically what the bottom line is, you know, is what it comes down to. And, you know, if you've got bright colors, does that mean you're not going to be able to sell your house? No. But are more people going to be opposed to your house than, you know, potentially if there's another house right next door that's more neutral than yours is, then that could be a big problem. So you want to make sure that, you know, you're putting your best foot forward. If you are painting, you want to make sure that you're paying attention to those kinds of things. If you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So another trend that's out there, you know, so basically, you know, when I was talking about the paint colors, another thing that's really, really important when it comes to selling your home is to make sure that it is as light, natural light-wise as you can get it. And that means leaving the windows open, maybe the blinds open, the curtains open, you know, all of that kind of stuff, letting that natural light in. Because if the house is being shown in the evening, well, obviously it really doesn't matter, you know, that much. But there are so many people that are looking for that natural light to come in. You know, they just want to feel good about the house. I mean, I've had many buyers that have said, oh, this house is just too dark. And I look at it and I go, well, let's just open up these blinds and see if it makes a difference. And they're like, oh, that really made a big difference. So, you know, if a bank owns a house and they put it on the market, you know, they take all window treatments off, even if it's blinds that you might really want, they still take them off. And the reason for that is because they know that letting more light in is something that people see and that people want. If you look at a model home, again, going to a builder, many times those model homes, they don't have anything on the windows. Now they've got nice furnishings on the inside and all of those kinds of things. So you don't even notice that they don't have the blinds. You know, when I'm going to negotiate on behalf of a buyer, I'm always saying, hey, what's going on with the blinds? Because if the builder's willing to put them in, and then, you know, let's go ahead and have them do that, because that is an extra expense that you don't want to have when it's done. But basically, when it comes down to it, though, but when they're marketing that home, they're not necessarily having any blinds on that window. So that's something for you to definitely keep in mind, is to have as much natural light coming in as absolutely possible when you go to sell your house. So it goes to the same thing as, you know, lighter paints and neutral paints that anybody can imagine that they're going to come in. And the reason that you might cover up that bright red wall, like I started talking about in this segment, is because if a buyer comes in and they look at it and they go, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to before I can move in, then that's going to be something that they're going to say, I'm not sure I want to buy this house. And you don't want to have anything that's going to say that to anyone that wants to buy that house. You want to definitely have it so that the people are going to be able to come in and do whatever they want and move right in and not have to do anything right that particular moment, but then go, okay, well, I can live with this 6 months, a year, or whatever, and maybe they end up living it that way for 5 years, but they can go in and be comfortable immediately, and that's absolutely what you're looking for. And so that comes to smells, that comes to anything when you're looking at a particular property. So you just have to know that, and you have to be prepared for that, and then you're going to be able to you know, get the most money for your property, obviously, and everything else that goes along with it. So in order to be in touch with us, all you have to do is call or text 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, I also found what's going on trend-wise. We talked about color trends in the last segment, but another thing that's going on trend-wise is better, not bigger homes around among the 2024 design trends. So buyers are now looking for homes around 2,070 square feet compared to 2,260 20 years ago. So actually smaller. You know, now the interesting thing, though, is in 2022, the median or the average size of a new home was 2,479, and it went to 2,411 in 2023, but which is the smallest average size in 13 years. But basically, people are looking for even smaller homes than that. So there was a study that was done of what home buyers really want. And it basically came out to right around 2,000 square feet, 2,070 is basically compared to 2,260 20 years ago in regards to what people are looking for, like I had said. And it's related to two factors. One of them is home buyer preferences, and the other one is housing affordability. Now, one of the things that I think is really important to know is you might say, oh, well, the rooms are probably smaller and stuff like that. Not really, but you might not have separate dining, separate living, and then family great room and all of those kinds of things. So usually that family great room, dining room, they've got areas in all of that, and it might be one big room. You have the foyer and it walks back to everything being kind of open back there, but that leaves plenty of room for a nice size bedrooms and everything as well, and having the laundry room inside and all of those kinds of things that people are looking for as well. So basically, when it comes down to it, people are looking for value, and they want to make sure that, you know, it's got the space and everything like that. And what people are actually looking for are personalization and authenticity. So they want to feel like the house was made just for them, and that it's significantly different than their neighbors. So basically, when you're looking at all of those kinds of things, that's what people are looking for. But affordability is really a big thing. And when you're in houses that, believe it or not, maybe even only like 1,400, 1,300, even 1,200 square feet, when they're one story, obviously, they can feel quite big, and that they have quite a lot of space that everybody can gather in and everything, and open kitchens, that it makes it seem a lot bigger than it actually is. And so that's basically what the name of the game is, right? That you can feel like you can have the kind of lifestyle that you want actually in that home. But when you're looking at what people want, that these are what the things that buyers want: a laundry room. And I find that this is really important to people. I know that, you know, probably 20 years ago, or maybe even a little bit longer than that, and even some of the less expensive houses built today, they put the laundry room in the garage. And most people don't like that. They don't necessarily have to have a separate laundry room, and it can be on the way to the garage, but they want it inside of the house. They don't want to go out into the garage and where there might be more bugs, you know, and all of that kind of stuff. They want to have it actually inside the home. So that's a really important thing. Next is a patio, that people want that space that they can go outside and they can relax. A lot of times they do want part of it covered. A covered lanai, especially here in Florida, and we're getting to the point where we're going to be having a rainy season coming up in a couple of months. And with that, if the lanai is covered, there's many times where you can still be outside even when it's raining, and it's still pleasant and everything, because you're not underneath those elements. So that's something that a lot of people like. Energy Star windows. This is something that, obviously, if the costs are less and all of that kind of stuff when it comes to cooling the house, heating the house, all of those kinds of things, that's something that's important. Exterior lighting. Ceiling fans are pretty common here in Central Florida, and everybody wants garage storage, because we don't have basements. Front porches, hardwood flooring, they're saying here, is not as prevalent here in Central Florida. There's a lot of people that come from other areas that say they want hardwood flooring, but basically when it comes down to it, for the most part, luxury vinyl plank that looks like hardwood is more what people go with. Full bath on the main level, obviously very important. Energy Star appliances, walk-in pantry, landscaping, table space in the kitchen. And so those are kind of the main features that are that people are looking for. Then the other things that their technology features that people are looking for are quartz or engineered stone for kitchen countertops. Now, the reason that people are liking that as opposed to granite or natural stone is because they don't have to be sealed. There's no maintenance or anything like that. When you do have granite and those kinds of products, you do have to have maintenance on it. And so people are going to the nice look, but no maintenance is basically what they're looking for. Lighting control systems, outdoor fireplaces, outdoor kitchens, built-in kitchen seating, exposed beams. That's another thing that people are looking for here. We might have a tray ceiling or something like that that people are looking for, but those are kind of the buyer's wish lists. So you might have a lot of those in your home. And if you do, when we go to sell it, then we emphasize those things because that's what people are looking for. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I've got a property that I'm going to be talking about, our house of the week, that is actually an off-market property. So this is not on the market. The owner has told us that it's okay for us to sell this property, but they don't want to put it on the market. They've actually would like to get $315,000 for it. It is a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath townhome. It's actually located in Emerald Island, which is one of the neighborhoods that's very close to Disney. It is in a short-term rental community. You can use this property as long-term property if you'd like to, or you can have it for short-term, but it does come furnished. It's actually in a rental program right now, and it does really well. So when you're looking at the gross receipts on this property, it comes in over 10%, but basically when you're coming to the net, it's a little bit less. The Homeowners Association is $494 a month. And so that's what that is. And that does include the cable and all of that kind of stuff. So that is part of what is included in that. And then obviously there's community pools there. It includes the internet, the maintenance of the exterior, the maintenance of the grounds, the fitness center. There's actually tennis courts, sidewalks. There's a movie theater there at Emerald Island. So basically, all of those things are included in that amount of money. And so basically this property is, like I said, $315,000, and it's a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath. Does not have its own pool, but it does have a very nice community pool at this development. It's a gated community right outside of Disney. And so if there's interest, it's something that you could have and stay, or have people stay when they come to visit you, and then rent it out the rest of the time, either on VRBO or Airbnb or whatever you'd like. So anyway, in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody. Bye-bye.